Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Robin Dreek is with us. Retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Robin, I want to ask you about some of the little nuggets that we've been hearing about with Koberger over the last handful of days, some information coming out about a resume and a cover letter and the way in which it was written, the braggadociousness of it, which we all do to a certain extent in resumes and such, but really not accurate. It's flat out lies in some of this resume here. Everything from this is what makes it a little weird is it involves cutting things. And anytime we're talking about Brian Koberger and cutting things, we're not usually thinking about fish, but that's what he talks about in the resume. Being an experienced public speaker, being a meat wrapper, and also a boxer as well, which I believe that's the part that is legit. That I believe is how he lost a lot of weight. Now that we know this, does any of this coincide or have anything to do or could be used or will be used in the prosecution of him being the alleged killer of the 4 college students in Idaho?
First, wow, I didn't see the resume and I was digging and I apologize for that.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Getting to the statement you just made, it just fits his pattern of, again, as I always got to say, you know, I'm not a licensed clinician, so I can't assess psychopathy. But one thing psychopaths have is this intense need of grandiosity and this flamboyance about them. And look at me and look how awesome I am. So it completely fits the pattern of doing that, that he wants to be the best at whatever he puts down. And again, that's why he always looks like a shock student that handed in his term paper of look, I killed 4 people and he got caught.
Very much so. Some of the things that were on the resume included being a public speaker, which he really was not, a boxer, which they do say that's true. That's how we believe he lost 130 pounds
right.
Years ago. But then some of the other things are fish cutting, which I guess never happened. He was working at a butcher type place. The butcher said he was there for 3 weeks and he didn't work out, but he put on his resume he was there for months. A meat wrapper, he was trying to get a security guard job, which I believe he did get on and off. A lot of it having to do in creepy ways with using knives or being in a place of power in terms of security and things of that nature.
Yeah, and what we see here, like we see with everyone, and him even more so because of what we know he wound up doing, well, what he's suspected of having done, and that is we see the arc of life. You know, we see interest in certain areas of his life that he spent in his youth, and that is, you know, cutting things up, grandiosity, you know, combat in some ways. So it's fitting his pattern. Because when you start getting outliers from behavior, that's when you're like, well, what's that? Is that actually real? Or is that outlier of behavior indicating that we have a secret life that no one knows about? Mm-hmm. And so for him, I think he has actually pretty trans, believe it or not, is pretty transparent with throughout his entire life with the issues he was dealing with, you know, from the times of his earlier text messaging or postings he was doing online of not feeling anything. And all these things he can put down on a resume. Now, granted, we're all putting things on resumes from time to time that we want to inflate ourselves to get the job. But you're right. The things he selected put on that resume become very congruent with the patterns of behavior we start seeing in his life later on.
Are we going to continue to, I mean, obviously we're talking patterns of life and things of that nature. Just as this gets deeper and deeper and we learn more and more, some of it just seems kind of creepily, I don't know. I mean, you can look at it and go, well, that's creepily fits him in terms of, you know, what he was into or what he liked to do. And then you match it to a crime. Are we just going to keep seeing more and more of these things, do you think, in terms of connecting other things in life that had nothing to do truly with the murders, but very much behaviorally do fit the pattern for who he is?
Yes. And at the same time, we're designed to do that. As human beings, mm-hmm. we seek patterns where patterns may or may not exist because we're trying to make sense of the world around us at all times. And so we, right now, everyone dealing with Coburg or with everything they look at, we all have a confirmation bias. We're looking for things to be connected to the end result that we suspect he did. And so we're going to only see those things. Now, so imagine yourself, again, let's do a thought experiment on this.
Yeah.
Remove the fact that this individual that has been described as OCD, sometimes violent at times, arrogant at times, but a really astute guy. If you take away the fact that he was caught for and suspected of committing these murders, would any of these other things stand out?
And you know, maybe in some ways, yes, in some ways, no, right, probably. Right. But yeah, I mean, really not that much, you know,
anyone else studying criminology like he was. See what I mean? So yes, they fit a pattern of what we eventually suspect he did. But at the same time, though, you know, we all need to make sure that we are very aware of our confirmation biases, that we're looking for these things to kind of fit. As I remember when the first evidence sheets and the return for what they seized in his parents' home, you know, they said, oh, there was knives there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Without a doubt, a house will have knives in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, these things, yes, they do fit a pattern to what we eventually suspected he has done. But are they outliers of people in society? Yeah, sometimes.
Sure.
really depends. So, but they're great points to make, though, and great things to follow that. And so to the original portion of that question, will we see more? Yeah, I think so, because I think that they need to do – the prosecutor needs to do a really, really good job of painting the arc of this person's life, you know, for the jury.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake, as always, thank you so much for providing your insight onto the program. Very, very helpful as always. Hey, if you like the podcast, you want access to ad-free episodes, we can do that for you. Sign up through Apple Podcasts right now. You'll have access to all of our True Crime Today family of podcasts, all ad-free when you sign up there. Do check that out. Even try it for 3 days free right now. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.